Okay, let's move to agenda item seven, report, discussion, and possible action on report from executive committee. Agenda item 7.1, we have a water district representative vacancy. When Joe Cooper resigned, that left a vacancy. We sent out asking for anybody that was interested in serving in that position. We got three applications. The group got three applications. The executive committee met. They reviewed those applications, and they interviewed the three applicants. The executive committee is myself, Gil Peek, David Collinsworth, David Blackburn, and Mike McGuire. The three applicants that we had, and I know one is here. If the other two are here, y'all can raise your hand or stand up. Was Doug Shaw, Joe Yelderman, and Patrick Wagner. I know Patrick's here.
Okay.
Those were the three applicants that the executive committee looked at and reviewed and interviewed and hashed out and discussed. We had very qualified applicants. I believe my exact words were to them that y'all are not making this decision very easy. But the executive committee did come to a consensus to make a recommendation to this group. And our recommendation is on the screen. And that is that the executive committee recommends to the members of the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group appointment of Patrick Wagner, representing Water District interest, to serve as a voting member of the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group. That is the executive committee recommendation. Patrick is here. If anybody has a comment or a question for Patrick, he has said that he would answer them at this time. You got off easy, Patrick. So with that, I would entertain a motion from anybody for this recommendation, unless somebody else has a different recommendation.
So I would make that motion.
Okay, so Dirk Aaron makes a motion to approve the recommendation of Patrick Wagner. Do I have a second?
I'll do it.
Kathy Turner-Jones. Any other discussion? Yeah, I did ask that. I asked if anybody had anybody else they wanted to put forth.
Doesn't go by the name Gary, does it?
No. You did get a question, Patrick.
No, not go by the name. We got a lot of them. Is that a middle?
It was a hard decision. It takes two-thirds majority to appoint a new member, so we will have a roll call vote for that. Ms. Peek?
Dirk Aaron.
For.
Dale Adams.
Yes.
Charles Beseda.
Yes.
David Blackburn.
Yes.
Jim Briggs.
Yes.
David Collinsworth.
Yes.
Lucy Dunn.
Yes.
Scott Felton.
Yes.
Zach Holland.
Yes, ma'am.
Kathy Turner-Jones.
Yes.
Mike McGuire.
Yes.
Gary Myers.
Yes.
Gail Peek, yes. Gary Spicer.
Yes.
Dale Spurgeon.
Yes.
Wiley Stem.
Yes.
Alan Gardenheimer.
Yes.
Kenny Weldon.
Yes.
Wayne Wilson.
Yes.
The three people who are not present, Jennifer Nations, Gary Newman, and Gary Westbrook.
Okay, motion passes. According to our bylaws, Patrick can take a seat and continue for the rest of the meeting. Patrick?
Oh, my. I have to sit you over there by Jim Riggs and Miss Joan.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Y'all be easy on him.
Keep
him
contained.
Congratulations, Patrick. Glad to have you on board. I'm sure any of us, if you have any questions, we'll be glad to help you.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Patrick, why don't you give them a right quick, tell them a little bit about your background so they'll know.
My name is Patrick Wagner. I was born in Fort Worth. Grew up part of my childhood in New Zealand for a little bit. Came back to the States for high school, or middle school and high school. And then went to the University of North Texas and did a finance degree. I then went back international to work for Insurance Australia Group, IAG, not to be confused with AIG. I worked in risk management. Kind of had a passion for geology or geophysics related stuff. My dad, when we were in the States, worked for oil and gas. So I went back to school at Texas A&M, got a degree in geology, and then did graduate studies in with a degree in geophysics. From there, I went and worked for ExxonMobil, worked for the Middle East New Opportunities Group, primarily focused in Iraq and Qatar, but then kind of moved to a more regional role in the Middle East. Was offered a chance to stay there kind of on a permanent basis, and that's not what I wanted. So ended up, before that, meeting a girl from Comanche, Texas. Married her and decided I wanted to stay in the United States. So moved to Stephenville, Texas, and worked kind of back in my finance role. Worked on the accounting as a controller for a construction group. When Middle Trinity's job opened up, I applied for it because I thought it would be a great opportunity to get me back into the world that I wanted to be a part of. And I was lucky enough to be given that position. And then this spot opened up, and I figured I should interview for it because of, you know, it affects not only my district, but a lot of other, you know, groundwater districts. And so I think it's important that we have I'm just a part of it, the process.
Okay, thank you, Patrick, for doing that.